You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You ever get that feeling like the concrete jungle's closing in? You crave wide open spaces, the chance to chase your own dinner, or just breathe clean air. Well, listen up. There's a whole world out there waiting, and finding your piece of it just got easier. Head over to land.com. They've got ranches, forests, mountains, you name it. Search by acreage, price, location. They've got it all. No matter what kind of wild dream you're chasing, land.com can help you find the ground to make it a reality. So quit dreaming. Head over to land.com, find your open space, and get out there.
Hey everybody, it's Thursday, October 12th, 2023. Welcome to the NFL Fantasy Football Show. It's me, your man MG Marcus Grant, along with Michael F. Florio. We are previewing the late Sunday games, plus the Monday night game as well, and giving you our Week 6 Fantasy Heroes. Let's play a game, shall we? We call it Start, Bench, or Cut. The rules are simple. I give you three players. You decide which one you would start, which one you would bench, and which one you would cut. So I have three trios. That's nine names. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Nine names we're going to go through and decide what we're going to do with some of these guys. So let's go with some running backs who have been sort of underperforming this year. One we talked about earlier. Derrick Henry, Ramondre Stevenson, Miles Sanders, start, bench, or cut.
Can I cut two of them?
Cut all three if you want, I guess.
I would start Derrick Henry, bench Ramondre Stevenson, and sit Miles Sanders. It's been brutal for Stevenson and Miles Sanders. I've already been benching Sanders in the leagues where I have him. Hope keeps giving me chances that I don't know why, but for Ramondre, I keep being like, maybe when they're down, they'll start throwing him the ball. Nope, Zeke had more targets than him last week, but Sanders, man, it is looking rough there. Chuba Hubbard's eating into his workload. The efficiency has gone away. And the Panthers have just really, really struggled to score any points, move the ball outside of like fourth quarter catch it mode games.
See, here's the thing about the Panthers offense. It's bad. And for that reason, yeah, I'm doing the exact same thing you are. Derrick Henry is a start. Ramondre Stevenson is a bench. Miles Sanders is a cut. Look, Sanders... We had questions about him, I think, coming into the season. I don't think we thought it was going to be this bad, but it's been really bad for him so far this year. And I'm with you. Ramondre Stevenson, I keep looking at him and I'm like, something's going to happen, right? Like, it can't continue to be this awful. Like, where's the explosion? Where are the targets? Like, something's got to change in New England, whether it's just a change in philosophy, a change in quarterback. I don't know, but there's reason to believe he's going to turn some things around. As for Derrick Henry, it's not what we wanted it to be, but it's not as bad as these other two. So he's the easy start in that situation. Another group of running backs. These ones not quite as confounding as the first group, but the start, bench, or cut: Kenneth Walker, Brian Robinson, Damian Pierce.
To me, the easiest one is the start Kenneth Walker call here. And I will say I was wrong about Kenneth Walker coming into the season. I thought Zach Charbonnet would eat into the workload, and that just has not been the case. Kenneth Walker remains an RB1 for fantasy. The other two are outside of the touchdown score. Their stats are almost the pointing Spider-Man gif, and Brian Robinson has been better, but I'm going to cut Brian Robinson and bench Damian Pierce. My thinking is, when you look at Brian Robinson's game log outside of the game against the Denver Broncos, he's been good for anywhere between 8 to 13 fantasy points, which is about what Damian Pierce has been giving you over the course of the last few weeks. I just think as that Texas O-line gets healthier and healthier, and then CJ Stroud continues to play like he is, there eventually will be running lanes for Damian Pierce.
I hope so. I'm with you, though, on starting Kenneth Walker, and I will also agree that it wasn't so much that I was down on Kenneth Walker himself. I just thought Zach Charbonnet was going to be more of a threat than he has been so far this season. I'm going back and forth on what to do with the other two.
I was
two.
As well.
I'm going back and forth. And part of me says to bench Brian Robinson and cut Damian Pierce, but I think I'm going to flip it, and I think I'm going to go where you did, because I think part of it is me sort of trying to validate my own process, because I really was big on Damian Pierce.
Yeah.
I drafted a lot of them. I was really high on Damian Pierce, and I'm not willing to give up on that dream yet because I don't think it's dead. Getting their two tackles back last week, getting Titus Howard and Laremy Tunsil, goes a long way. They did lose some guys on the interior offensive line. I would like for Damian Pierce to get a few more targets, although I don't know that that really is going to be in the offing when you've got guys like Tank Dell and Nico Collins doing what they're doing. But I do think they'll get better at running the football. So as hard a decision as it is, because Brian Robinson is playing well, don't get it twisted, he's the guy that I think I have to cut there. Some wide receivers here. Start, bench, or cut. All three start with C. Cookie, cookie, cookie starts with C. CeeDee Lamb, Calvin Ridley, Chris Godwin.
It is closer than I really thought it would be between right? these three. I'm going to still start CeeDee Lamb, but it has been a disappointing start of the year for CeeDee Lamb. He's the wide receiver 16 right now in overall fantasy points. The yardage, he has just one touchdown, I believe, right now. It's been a little bit up and down for CeeDee Lamb. Calvin Ridley showed signs of life last week. He's at least 7 targets in all but one game this year. Is averaging around 14 fantasy points per game. And I think we're going to get more consistent play. Let's remember, he was coming back off of a year and a half long layover. Chris Godwin has been disappointing, in my opinion. Outside of the one game where Mike Evans left early and he had a pretty big game, he had been good for fewer than 11 fantasy points in the first three games. And with Mike Evans potentially returning this week, I think he's going to continue to be the target vacuum in this offense.
Yeah, Chris Godwin actually seems to be the easy cut here for me.
The other two were the harder ones.
The other two were the harder ones. I think I'm going to start CeeDee Lamb. And I'm going to, so we're in agreement on all of these. I'm going to start CeeDee Lamb. I'm going to bench Calvin Ridley. I'm going to cut Chris Godwin, because I just don't know that Baker Mayfield can support multiple wide receivers. You know, right now he's very much in YOLO mode to Mike Evans and Kate Otten. Kate Otten isn't really a great fantasy option. He's a good fantasy option for a tight end. I think that's sort of how that works right there. So, but Calvin Ridley he's going to have better games. He played really well last week against the Bills, especially in the second half of that game. He will have some good games, I think, along the way, but I don't think the week-to-week consistency is going to be there the way we want. And I just got to believe that the Cowboys are going to make a concerted effort to get the ball to CeeDee Lamb, because their offense has been underwhelming, and if they're going to get better, CeeDee Lamb has to be a big part of it. So I think they're going to start force-feeding him very soon, whereas the Jaguars don't have to force-feed Calvin Ridley because they have other guys who can make plays for them in the offense. So there it is. Start, bench, or cut. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back and finish up our Week 6 game previews and give you our Fantasy Heroes of the Week. That's next on the NFL Fantasy Football Show.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game, King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think he could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
I'm not guarding like that, CJ.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college? Because it ain't Nick.
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Getting into the late slate of games for Week 6, Patriots at the Raiders. Once upon a time, this was an AFC Championship game. Now, not even close. We talked about Ramondre Stevenson and how frustrating he has been. Is this a get-right game or is this a get-away game?
I'm really struggling with that because I want to believe it is a get right spot. The Raiders defense is not one that we need to be fearful of, especially when it comes to stopping the run. But Ramondre Stevenson has yet to run for 60 yards in a game this season. He did not have a single catch last week and has not had more than 10 receiving yards since week one. But it depends on your option. Like, I have him in two leagues, and in one, it's a deeper league. My backup option is Zeke Elliott. I'm going to start Stevenson over Zeke. And then I have another league where I have to decide between him and Terry McLaurin. And as of now, I think I'm leaning towards Terry, but I'm probably going to go back and forth on that all week. But the answer is I'd probably try to get away from Stevenson, but I understand that in many cases, you might not have an option.
I'm hoping this is more of a get right game. And when I say get right, like, I don't expect him to go out and drop, 20 points for you, but just to get some rushing opportunities. Hopefully it's a game where the game script's not an issue. Last 2 weeks, Mac Jones keeps getting pulled in the fourth quarter. I don't believe that's going to be the case this week.
It's going to be the third quarter.
Right, that'd be awful. I'm hoping it's a get right game for him. I totally get if you're going to get away from Ramondre Stevenson because it has been terrible. Give him some targets, man. Throw the ball to him. That's going to help a ton. Lions and Buccaneers. There are two teams in the NFL that are both top six in offense and defense. They're the 49ers and they're the Detroit Lions. The Lions are even better than we think they are. Do you start any of your Bucks in what is a pretty tough matchup?
I'm going to sit Baker Mayfield, unless you're in like a two quarterback league where I have him in one. I have Rashad White as a sit this week. He has struggled in non-Bears matchups this year, and the Lions are insanely tough against the run. The wide receivers, to me, it all depends on if Mike Evans plays or not. Because if Mike Evans plays, he is a must-start wide receiver, and then I think you could get away from Chris Godwin. But if Mike Evans sits, then I think Chris Godwin gets elevated into someone that you need to get into your starting lineup. Cade Otton, I think, is a sleeper here. The Lions have struggled to contain tight ends this year, and Otton leads the Bucs in every receiving, their tight ends at least, in every receiving routes, targets, all of that. So those are the Bucs that I would feel okay playing against.
Yeah, Mike Evans, I start. Godwin starts if there is no Evans. I do, like, spoiler alert, I have Cade Otton in the sleepers column this week because the Lions have given up the most receiving yards to the tight end position. And they didn't even face Travis Kelce when they played the Chiefs in week one. So Otton does have some deep sleeper vibes too, but that's pretty much it. Don't start Rashad White. The Lions run defense is actually good. Do not start Rashad White if you have any options there. Cardinals and the Rams. We talked a little bit about the Cardinals running back situation. If you have Keontae Ingram or Amari DiMercato, it's one thing to have them. It's another thing to start them. Would you start them against LA?
DiMercato is the one that I would play, but it's not like I'm like, if I got him off the waiver wire, I'm not like really trying to force him into my lineup. And I'll admit, I didn't get him on a lot of waivers because I was just bidding a lot less than he went for. Like, I was putting like $5, $6 bids in on him, and he was going for over 20 in some of my leagues. But I'm not scared of the Rams matchup, even though the Rams have been pretty stingy to running backs this year. It's just more of the unknown. Like, he got the work last week, but that was because James Conner got hurt. Keontae Ingram was inactive. I think it's one of those situations, Marcus, where I want him on my roster, but preferably want to take a wait and see approach.
I think the best description I've heard is, did DeMarcado get all that work last week because they really like him in the wake of James Conner's injury, or is it because he was the only guy there?
Yeah.
And so we're going to find out a lot this week if Ingram's able to go about, you know, how much they really like him, how much they want to give him some opportunity. If he's getting the passing down work and the 2 minute work, because that's a way to get some cheap targets, right? You're trying to check the ball down. You're trying to move it quickly. You can get a lot of targets and a lot of points that way. If it turns out that that's what DeMarcado is, then he becomes the guy that you want to start. So I would try to get away from them if I could this week, but hold on to him and see how things go against the Rams coming up. Eagles and Jets. Breece Hall, all systems go. Big week last week. He looked good. Do you start him? And can you maybe possibly start Garrett Wilson against a secondary that hasn't been great this year?
That's the thing. The numbers would tell you to get away from Breece Hall and to start Garrett Wilson, because the Eagles are up there with them. They've allowed a bunch of production through the air to wide receivers, but they are one of the stingiest ground defenses against the run. The issue is, I'm very afraid that Jalen Carter and that D-line is just going to get to Zach Wilson repeatedly, and he's not going to be able to get the ball to Garrett Wilson. With Breece Hall, I think the upside is probably high enough where you can start him, but I do not feel great about either of these two Jets this week.
I start Breece Hall based on volume. Look, I have a league where I have both Breece Hall and Garrett Wilson. It's actually the Fantasy Live League. Things aren't going well. I just want to hope that this is a week that things get a little bit better for Garrett Wilson. I've sort of just, you know, accepted the fact that it's not going to be what I thought it was when I drafted him. But because the secondary in Philadelphia hasn't really been great, if you can get Zach Wilson getting the ball out on time in rhythm, then maybe there's some hope for Garrett Wilson. But I understand at this point, he's at best a wide receiver too for a lot of fantasy teams. Sunday Night Football, Giants at the Bills. They've announced that it's a color rush game, so, you know, it has that going for it. I don't think this is going to be competitive. I don't think anyone in America thinks this is going to be competitive. Is this going to be frustrating for fantasy because it ends up maybe not being competitive?
NBC clearly thought it was going to be competitive.
Yeah.
I think that this is a game where your expectation should be tampered a little bit with your Bills. I think James Cook is a must start, because if they have a lead, he'll probably get a lot of carries and get a lot of opportunities to have a big play and score a touchdown. Josh Allen, you're obviously still starting. Stephon Diggs, you're obviously still starting. I have Gabe Davis as a start this week. He's been playing really good. The Giants secondary does not scare me at all, but you need to hope that in the first half that those guys are getting the job done, because if those touchdowns early on go to like the run game or something like that, the second half is probably going to be a lot of grinding out the clock.
I think that's what it's going to be. I want to still start James Cook in this one too, even though the usage has been sort of all over the place lately. The production hasn't been really great. I have a feeling that there will be a couple of rushing touchdowns scored. My fear is that neither one of them will be by James Cook, that it could be like a Damian Harris, a Latavius Murray, something like that is going to happen, and that's going to be really, really frustrating. But yeah, I think you're starting your Bills stars. Darren Waller did not practice on Wednesday. He says he's going to be okay and that he'll be able to practice on Thursday, so that's something to keep an eye on as we get closer to Sunday night. And then Monday Night Football, Cowboys at the Chargers right here at SoFi Stadium. It's been rough for Dak and a lot of the Cowboys stars. Does he get healthy against a suspect Chargers defense?
I think this is a spot where if you have Dak Prescott, you can go ahead and get him into your starting lineup. I know it's been rough this year, but the Chargers have allowed an average of 328 passing yards per game and just under 2 passing touchdowns per game to quarterbacks. Plus, in a lot of the games for the Cowboys this year, they've been able to just rely on Tony Pollard, and their defense doesn't give up any points, and then Dak doesn't have to throw much in the second half. The Chargers are going to put up points, and their offense, I think, will keep the Cowboys in a competitive game, which means Dak will probably have to throw the ball more than we are anticipating. That's good most weeks, except if he's playing the 49ers.
I think they just got to push the ball downfield, but do it in a smart and, you know, effective way. Brandon Cooks was pretty much a ghost in that game last week. CeeDee Lamb didn't have much. The one touchdown that they did score was kind of a hope and pray to Kevontae Turpin. They've got to get the ball downfield. I do think this is a good Tony Pollard game. I think he definitely gets right here. I have a feeling that after this week, there's going to be a lot of Dak Prescott on the waiver wire, because if he is underwhelming again this week in a good matchup, the Cowboys are on a bye in week 7. And if you need quarterback help, it's going to be really easy just to move on from Dak Prescott and find somebody else. So unless he has a huge game, Dak Prescott may be widely available across fantasy leagues. It's time to see who will deliver, presented by Uber Eats. Who is caping up for you this week?
Let's just keep riding the hot hand. Justin Fields. In the last 2 weeks alone, Justin Fields has thrown for 617 yards, 8 touchdowns, and scored 61 fantasy points. Now he gets the Vikings, who have allowed the 10th most yards, 5th most passing touchdowns through the air, and the 9th most fantasy points per game. I haven't even talked about his running ability. I'm waiting for him to start running the ball again, because if he's putting up pass game numbers like this and he could start running a little bit, he could be the greatest fantasy quarterback we've ever seen.
I mean, it's weird. Then Adam Rank pointed this out on Fantasy Live, that when September ends, I mean, he's the Green Day song, "Wake Me Up When September Ends." He's averaging like 11 fantasy points per game in the month of September, and it's like 22 or 23 every other month of the season. So now that we've flipped the calendar to October, Justin Fields has come alive. For me, it's Raheem Mostert. It would have been Devon Achane had he been healthy and ready to go. The point being, I want part of the Dolphins rushing game, and I especially want parts of the Dolphins rushing game against a bad Panthers run defense. And so Raheem Mostert is going to get the lead opportunities here. He is going to, I'm sure, break at least one big long play. It's weird. I think, was it the top 7 fastest ball carriers on a play this year have been all Dolphins? It's like 6 are Tyreek Hill and Devon Achane, and then 1 is Raheem Mostert. So Mostert may get a chance to put his name in there again a little bit higher this week, but he's absolutely got to be in your lineup. Raheem must start. That's why they're calling him that right now, because he is going to ball out again this week. That was Who Will Deliver, presented by Uber Eats, where you can get almost anything. The official on-demand delivery partner of the NFL. Order now. That is it. We are done. We appreciate you hanging out with the NFL Fantasy Football Show. You know the drill. Tell 2 friends to tell 2 friends. Rate, review, and remember, hating people is like burning down your home to get rid of a rat. Be safe, take care of yourselves, and we'll talk to you again real soon.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring body wash and bar soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home, where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
You ever get that feeling like the concrete jungle's closing in? You crave wide open spaces, the chance to chase your own dinner, or just breathe clean air. Well, listen up. There's a whole world out there waiting, and finding your piece of it just got easier. Head over to land.com. They've got ranches, forests, mountains, you name it. Search by acreage, price, location. They've got it all. No matter what kind of wild dream you're chasing, land.com can help you find the ground to make it a reality. So quit dreaming. Head over to land.com, find your open space, and get out there.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh,
Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I think my battery's dead.
With free battery testing and charging, we can help you get back on the road.
Get in zone,
so what if I need a new one?
We have the right Duralast battery for you, only at AutoZone.
Get in zone,
and what about my old battery?
We can recycle it right here at America's number one battery destination.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.